The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus had risen early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had driven seven demons. She went and told his companions who were mourning and weeping. When they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. After this, he appeared in another form to two of them walking along on their way to the country. They returned and told the others, but they did not believe them either. But later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
If the first mandatum of Easter was on Holy Thursday and was a mandate to be of service to each other, then today marks the second mandatum, to preach the gospel to everyone. Sometimes there's a fear that rises up within us when we think about talking to people about Christ. Fear of possibly annoying the person we're talking to, fear of upsetting family or friends, fear of any number of things. But despite our fear, we have to have courage because this is what our lovable Lord has asked of us. Oftentimes people will repeat a quote attributed to St. Francis. Preach the gospel always, and if necessary, use words. My brothers and sisters, it is necessary. We need to use those words. We still need to use our actions and live a life that is modeled after the gospel, modeled after Jesus Christ, but we still have to use our words, especially today when everyone hears every other word about everything else. Where are they going to hear the word of Christ if not from us, if not from our lips? My brothers and sisters, we can't let our fear get the better of us. If God is calling you to preach the gospel, trust that he too will give you the grace to say what he wants you to. All of this requires a great amount of trust in him. But if we have that trust, if we ask for that trust, he will give it to us, and it will be the easiest thing in the world.